Can I ask about the Trans Euro? You're doing open label to start. What kind of, how will you design the double blind trials, and how will it be different than the NIH ones that you described? You know, half a hole drilling, etc. How will you design the double blind trials after the open label?
Yeah, so that's a very difficult question to answer, because of course what we raised in the grant might not necessarily be what we actually plan to do, because it's a very, I find this a very difficult area. Because if you are going to do, so the Americans are very keen on this. So a lot of the gene-based therapies in Parkinson's disease, which have been published recently, and the ones which are ongoing, is truly double-blind placebo. So everybody goes to theatre. So in the gene-based therapy trial, which they've just finished with Seragene, which is a growth factor nurturing, everybody goes to theatre. Everybody in theatre has a script. So whether you're having the active treatment or not, everyone says the same things. All the instruments make the same noise. And, you know, surgery is occupied for 4 to 5 hours by a whole team of neurosurgeons and allied medics. Now, the problem we have, or the way I see it, is that, first of all, if you're looking to see whether you've got an effect in a double-blind placebo-controlled trial, we know we can get massive benefits with treatment in Parkinson's disease. If you're really having to see whether you've got a benefit over placebo, that treatment probably isn't worth pursuing, would be the first thing. Secondly, can I justify putting patients through all of the trauma of a surgical procedure, the immunotherapy associated with it, when, at the end of the day, they've had nothing done to them? So in America, when I went to a meeting there a couple of years ago where there were patient organisations talking about this, they were very seriously agitated with the American system for this. They felt they'd been let down twice. They'd gone into a trial and not had treatment. And secondly, whilst they're in the trial, they're being denied any other experimental treatments because they're tied into the trial and they haven't had treatment. So that's the second problem I have. The third problem is, can I justify to my hospital managers that I want to block a theatre in neurosurgery for 5 hours, which is how long it takes to do one of these transplants, to pretend to do an operation? Major accident down the M11, people with serious head injury need to get urgently to neurotheatres. Sorry, we're just pretending to do an operation in theatre one. So I think whilst people say we're unethical to do trials without a sham arm, my own view is you don't need to. You can get around investigator bias because you can video all your patients and you can send the videos to someone else to score them who's never seen the patient and doesn't know what treatment they've had. If you follow people over a long enough period of time, you will see whether your treatment has had a major effect. So our view is that we almost certainly won't do imitation surgery in our second trial. We will probably, in all honesty, do a stem cell-based therapy as our second trial instead of doing a double-blind placebo-controlled trial with fetal human tissue, because fetal human tissue is never going to be mainline treatment for Parkinson's disease. It is practically difficult to get enough tissue. There are better cells coming along.
Roger, just one quick... Would that not potentially cause problems? I mean, say that we satisfy ourselves that cell-based therapy does work.
Yeah.
That wouldn't cause problems with regulatory authorities. I mean, in the same, because as you know, for a drug, if you said that as an idea for a drug, then I mean the FDA wouldn't license it. Similar problems in Europe. I mean, are there similar potential issues down the track with this? Or not?
I mean, I think you're right. I mean, it may be that the regulatory authorities say, well, I don't care what you show in your trial. I need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial because that's the standard by which we judge all new therapies. So it may be ultimately that's what it comes to. I suppose what I would say in answer to that is that it may come to that, but you would only do that trial when you think you have optimised the therapy that you're going to use and that therapy is going to become a major therapeutic agent for large numbers of people. And I think you would probably not do sham surgery. You may well, like the MS trials, you may say, well, I'm going to compare my cell-based therapy with deep brain stimulation. So you're not going to have imitation surgery in so much as, you know, we're going to pretend. You will have an active treatment. Now, of course, then it creates a nightmare because everyone then has to have a cell-based therapy and they all have to wear the gadgetry for a deep brain stimulator, so they don't know whether they've had a deep brain stimulator or they've not. And so you can imagine the cost and the ramifications of this are huge.
Is it... The lady right at the back there.
How do you envisage recruiting patients for the trial?
for the Transgiro trial.
Yes.
So we've already started recruiting patients for it. So the way the trial runs, one of the ways to get around this problem with imitation surgery is that we're recruiting 150 patients across Europe who are younger onset, earlier in their disease course. So the idea of the study is we recruit 150 people, we follow them every 6 months, and then we randomly select 20 people to offer them a transplant. Those people will then say yes or no as to whether they want it. If they all say yes, they will have the transplant. And then what we can do is we compare how the 20 with the transplant do against the 130 that have not, who are at least matched in so much as they're the same age, they're the same stage of disease. And all patients that we're recruiting have been videoed with a hat on, so nobody knows whether they've had surgery or not. And then they will be sent to a third party yet to be named, lucky person, who will then have to score all of those videos. So we've started recruiting. If people are interested in being seen, I mean, the nearest centre, unfortunately, is Cambridge. It's London is the other place, or Cardiff, but I would guess Cambridge is closer than either of those places, which are all a long way away. But you're more than welcome just to let me know and we can see people down in Cambridge. We've almost reached our recruitment of 150, so if one does want to do that, I would suggest one does it fairly promptly.